You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Each week on the show, we take a suggestion from you and highlight a big money story where you live. This week, we got a note from Louise Height, who wanted us to cover the Alaska LNG project. That stands for liquefied natural gas. And the price tag for the state could be up to $65 billion. But it's almost impossible to know if the project is worth it because no one knows what natural gas will sell for in the future. We called up Rachel Waldholtz, the energy reporter for Alaska Public Media. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Can you kind of set the scene for us a little bit? What is the Alaska LNG project anyway?
Well, the Alaska LNG project is the most recent iteration of Alaska's sort of longtime dream to build a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope. Alaska obviously has a ton of oil reserves up there. We also have a ton of natural gas, and the state has been hoping since the 70s to build a pipeline to bring that gas to market. And so this project, sort of the most recent version of it, is an estimated $45 to $65 billion project to build an 800-mile pipeline from the North Slope down to Nikiski, which is in sort of south-central Alaska, and export the gas to Asia.
The big question here, of course, is it worth it? And that, I guess, depends on the market and on the price, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, so this project has been a dream of Alaska's, you know, literally for going on 40 years now. And the reason it hasn't ever happened is because the economics have never quite made sense, that it's very expensive to get the gas from the North Slope to market. There's been attempts to bring it down to the lower 48. Now the goal is to take it to market in Asia, and it's never made sense before. And one of the reasons it's never made sense also is that the natural gas is being used up there. It's re-injected into the ground to help oil production. So it's actually been more valuable to increase oil production than to ship it as natural gas. And so the question is whether that balance has tipped, whether it's actually worth it to ship it now, and then whether we can do it and actually ship it at a price that would be competitive on the global market.
Can you put this into a little bit of perspective for me in terms of how the state is doing financially now? A while back on the show, we talked about kind of the effects that falling oil prices had had on Alaska's budget. And I wonder, you know, does it make sense to the state's coffers to try to sell natural gas?
Well, I think that for a lot of Alaskans, they're seeing this natural gas pipeline as a lifeline because our finances right now are a bit of a disaster. Alaska right now has a $3.5 billion budget deficit that's out of a total $5 billion state operating budget. So it's two-thirds of our budget this year is a deficit. And that's because we have historically gotten most of our revenue from oil and gas taxes. So so it's pretty nuts, the impact of falling oil prices. And then we have a longer-term problem, which is falling oil production. Sort of production on the North Slope peaked in the late 80s, and it's been on a long-term decline. And so a lot of state lawmakers in Alaska and a lot of Alaskans see natural gas as the thing that will save us, the thing that will make it possible for Alaska to continue funding state government in the way it has in the past, which is pretty much all sort of through resource extraction.
This pipeline would be a consortium, really sort of a public-private one. I'm curious how residents in the state have reacted to this. You know, our question came from someone who says they were buying up land and homes to make room. But then I would imagine other people think, hey, yay, money.
Yeah, you know, there isn't a lot of opposition to this idea. I think plenty of Alaskans view any talk of a natural gas pipeline with skepticism because they've been hearing about it for, you know, literally decades at this point. So there's certainly skepticism, but you would be hard pressed to find someone who's opposed to the idea of a pipeline in general. I think, you know, Alaskans, we live off the Trans-Alaska pipeline. So I think that people really see a new pipeline as a plus. There's plenty of debate over where the pipeline should go, you know, how big it should be. You know, the state is in a partnership with the three big oil companies in Alaska. It's ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips. And, you know, there's a fair amount of skepticism in the state about the big oil companies. But the project overall, I'd say, has a tremendous amount of support, you know, with a fair amount of skepticism.
Maybe this is asking you to you know, predict something you can't. But the state spent more money moving forward. So, you know, is this happening?
Well, I mean, that is the huge, that's the $45 to $65 billion question on this pipeline is whether this can actually happen. And nobody knows right now. I mean, the thing that I try to remind our listeners is right now this is an imaginary pipeline. It only exists on paper. There won't even be a decision on whether to break ground until 2019. At the very earliest, it would ship natural gas in 2024 or 2025. And it's not going to get built unless there's a market for it. And so right now, obviously, natural gas prices, like oil prices, are in the tank. But the question for this pipeline is, what will the natural gas market look like in 10 years? And as anyone in Alaska knows, predicting oil and gas prices 10 years out is, sort of a fool's errand.
Rachel Waldholtz is the energy reporter for Alaska Public Media. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Come tell us what's the most important money story where you live. Go to marketplaceweekend.org and click on Local Money.